From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council held urgent talks Sunday on the surge of violence in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Syrian and Russian jet fighters have bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the city. The United States, France, and Britain called the emergency session to pressure Russia to end the attacks. The assault, missile strikes, barrel bomb attacks, and artillery fire flattened buildings, leaving streets filled with debris. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power accused Russia of barbarism.
It is time to say who is carrying out those airstrikes and who is killing civilians. Russia holds a permanent seat on the U.N. Security Council. This is a privilege and it is a responsibility. Yet in Syria and in Aleppo, Russia is abusing this historic privilege.
French Ambassador Francois de Latter said war crimes are being committed in Aleppo and that they must not go unpunished. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said Sunday his government has to do more to has more work to do before it triggers the formal procedure to start its exit from the European Union. He said once that is done, Britain will not let the process drag on. Johnson, who led the campaign to leave the European Union in Britain's June referendum, said in an interview with the BBC the country should exit before the next European Parliament elections in May 2019. Suspected U.S. airstrikes in southeastern Afghanistan are believed to have killed a top commander of the Pakistan Taliban and several of his partners. He is Reis Khan, also known as Azam Khan. The attack took place in Paktika province, adjacent to the Pakistani border. This is VOA News. The leader of the Islamic jihadist group Boko Haram appeared in a video posted on social media Sunday, saying he is in good health. The man, purported to be Abu Bakr Shekau, spoke in a 40-minute video denying statements by the Nigerian army that he had been seriously wounded. The video was released on YouTube and dated September 25th. Iraqi officials say a suicide bomber has blown himself up in Baghdad, killing 7 people and wounding 19. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast Sunday in the Iskan neighborhood, a mostly Shiite district. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican candidate Donald Trump are facing off in the first of 3 nationally televised debates on Monday in Hempstead, New York. The Clinton-Trump showdown is likely to be one of the most watched events of the U.S. presidential campaign. The debate could have an impact on the outcome of what has become a very close race for the White House. Meanwhile, the two candidates planned meetings Sunday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Mr. Netanyahu and Trump discussed Israel's use of a fence to help secure its borders. Clinton was expected to meet with the prime minister later in the day. Videos released by police in Charlotte, North Carolina, show a confrontation between police and a black man who was shot to death Tuesday. The two videos from body cameras and a dashboard camera were released Saturday. One of the videos shows Keith Lamont Scott getting out of his car, turning to his left and standing briefly in a parking lot before being shot by police. It is not known for certain what else was going on that caused the shooting. A 5th day of protests against the incident was largely peaceful as protesters chanted Black Lives Matter outside a football game in Charlotte. Time is running out for the U.S. Congress to keep the government open and fully functioning. Federal spending authority expires at midnight on Friday, and so far, Democrats and Republicans have been unable to agree on a temporary funding extension. They have also been unable to formulate a year-long appropriations bill for the new fiscal year that begins October 1st. The Miami Marlins baseball team says pitcher Jose Fernandez has been killed in a boating accident. The U.S. Coast Guard says the 24-year-old Fernandez was one of 3 people killed Sunday in a boat crash off Miami Beach. Officials say the 10-meter boat, that they had a severe impact with a rock jetty. Fernandez was born in Santa Clara, Cuba, and defected to the United States with his mother and sister when he was 15 years old. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.